Ladies and gentlemen, the man with a plan, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you, Marshall. Yeah, I usually get off with the former client at just around 47.
So. I'm sorry about that. That is okay.
You could ring, you know, and then as soon as I get off, I answer it.
Yeah, but I read the clock wrong, and I apologize. So there.
Not a problem. All right. There are some showers this morning.
Yep, it's funny. There was my house. It was dry. Got down to the bottom of the hill, and they had showers.
Yep. Well, right now Pine Hills, Kingston, Haviland, Poughkeepsie, New Paltz, they are all reporting some very light showers, and they're moving eastward. They all seem to be weakening, but that's only part one. Then we'll have a hazy sun, and it looks like showers and thunderstorms will again begin to percolate this afternoon. We are under a slight risk of severe thunderstorms that can produce gusty winds and some small hail.
Now, if they percolate it up, what time? I mean, in Canaan, they have the Sunset Music Series, and they have a big pavilion, and they can go inside, so they're okay. But in Kent, it's out in a big field, the Kent Land Trust field. And what time would these percolate up?
I would say by about 4 o'clock, and they could still be with parts of the area up till 8 p.m.
Okay. All right.
So you have to keep an eye for that. It will turn partly cloudy later tonight, 65 to 70, and Friday will be hazy, humid, scattered late showers and thunderstorms again, with a cool front, 80 to 85, however, not 90, like today. And then the weekend, partly sunny, less humid, middle 80s Saturday, sun and clouds in the mid and upper 80s Sunday. So the last weekend of July will be very typical.
And Saturday looks okay though for the big Jane Lloyd Fund event, right?
Yeah, I don't see any problem.
That's great. That's absolutely great. That's great.
We have we're showing our movie to the association Saturday night.
How many people are coming?
We're doing it inside the studio.
Okay.
For a couple of reasons. One, it's not buggy. Yep. Two, the projector and the screen and the speakers are all set up. So it's just a matter of playing it.
Yep.
So far, aside from the cast, which always shows up, one person has responded. One person. I got an email this morning from one of the VPs on the board. And she said, me and my husband would love to come, but only if it's done outside like it used to be. We do not want to be inside with people that are not vaccinated, non-vaccinated people. I would be more than happy to help you set up. So I responded very nicely. I said, it is much too much work to set it up outside, and it's buggy. I said, and to set it up for three people, because the casters have already seen this movie, I'm not going through all that work. I said, and just as a side note, ironically, more people who are vaccinated are getting COVID than people who are not vaccinated.
Yeah.
For instance, my friend Helen, who's had both booster shots, has come down with COVID yesterday. She emailed me to tell me how lousy she feels. And this is her first thing with COVID. And again, she's fully vaccinated. Well, so was I. And I got COVID. I mean, it seems to me like it doesn't matter. It matters to the people, some of the people who are compromised and not vaccinated. If they get COVID, they could seriously get ill. But if you're not compromised and you're vaccinated, chances are this is going to be nothing more than like a little type of flu for you for a couple of days.
Yeah, you got to start living again. I mean, to be honest with you, I got my double shots and stuff like that in vaccination, but I The only time I go into a store is if I'm at a gas station and I want to go in and get something inside. Mm-hmm. I do occasionally go into the market and pick up some stuff inside, but I order most of my groceries online. And so I have limited exposure, but not, you can't shut yourself off. You can't totally shut yourself off. If you're vaccinated, you have to have faith that, yeah, I might get a little sick, but let's move on. You know, you just can't. And you try to explain that to people, and some people understand it, but then other people just don't understand it. And that's their choice. But that it's also their choice that they're not going to enjoy things that they'd like to do.
Right. And again, I said to Helen, this goes back about 3 weeks ago when she was up at the cabin. I said to her, it's inevitable that everybody's going to get this. It just is inevitable. Whether you're vaccinated or not, you're going to get it. You know, and once everybody gets it, in my opinion, you will have more of a herd immunity, and it will become more like your typical flu. That's the way I see it going.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. You
know, that's the way I see it going. So, you know, protect yourself in the meantime, but it's inevitable that everybody at one time or another will catch this, whether it be 2022 or 2023. What concerns me more is just, you know, this monkeypox thing. That, you know, first of all, it's the first time I've ever heard of it, and it's coming out of nowhere. And now the World Health Organization is declaring a national kind of an emergency.
You know, Jill and I have discussed this monkeypox thing. It looks a lot like shingles to me. It must be part of the shingles family. But with monkeypox, you need skin-to-skin contact. You need that type of contact. So it's not like what we're going through with COVID, where it's airborne. You actually need physical contact.
They did say, Marshall, that prolonged contact, nasal droplets, but it's got to be prolonged. So in other words, it can't just be a few minutes. It's got to be a certain amount of time where you can pick this up through... being airborne through droplets. That's what they said. Apparently, this is nothing new to the government because they had vaccines for it already. So they knew about it.
Yeah. No, this isn't new. This isn't new. Like I said, to me, it looks a lot like shingles. It's got to be an offshoot of the shingles. Well, pardon me. I shouldn't say that because I'm about as expert in medicine as I am expert in building buildings. I'm not. So I take that back. So.
Right.
So.
Well, tell me about it. I think they're charging, right?
Well, they're going to charge a little bit more, but it looks like they're going to go, and I wish more streaming services would do this. I don't like when they download the entire season because you sit there, and then you watch it.
And then it's over.
And then it's over, and it's gone for a year. Right. I think they're planning on taking their shows like this and running them like, you know, putting them up once a week. I think that's better.
Okay.
I think that's better. You know, you get more into the habit of going back to Netflix and doing that. And also, if you've got a Netflix account, you can't share your password. They want to stop the sharing of your password of your network, you know, your Netflix account. They want
how
to stop
are they
that.
Gonna, how are they going to stop that?
Well, they'll find out what your IP address is at your home, and then the password will only be good from your home, or your phone, They can single out the IP address.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, they have a right to.
So,
in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, it's a dog eat dog world out there. I mean, you know.
Yeah. I mean, why should some people have to pay for it and some people get it free?
Yeah. So, so that's the case there. But
aren't they going to charge? I think they're going to charge less for, and they're going to run commercials.
That's another option that's in there. That's another option. I don't think they'll run commercials during the movies. I think it'll just be during their shows.
Oh.
You know, because like people are used to seeing commercials during shows.
Right. Okay. Well, because streaming is now becoming more popular than than having cable.
Oh, it's far more. It's far more.
Yeah.
Since I cut the cord and I'm on Starlink,
right.
I don't miss anything that I want to see, and it's far better. Far better.
Very interesting.
You know, there's some things that are coming in August that I do want to see. Sandra Bullock in 28 Days, a movie that I saw once before. I want to see it again. Once again, Battle Los Angeles, which I own. They're bringing that out. But there's so many good movies that they're bringing back for you to see. So it's a Netflix is doing well, and I'll be honest with you, Prime Video is also doing real well.
Yeah, they are, and they're making a lot more in the way of their own movies.
Yeah. So I'm like I said, I cut the cord, and I'm happy I did. So there.
Good.
And like I said, I'm not missing anything. And I'm saving personally, over $260 a month.
That is a lot of money.
It's
you could lease a car for that.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. And what we've done at the station, we're saving almost, get this, we're saving almost $600 a month.
That's fabulous.
That is big bucks. That is big bucks.
I agree.
All right, Pat, well, let's go over this forecast again.
So it's a hazy, humid day with a late thunderstorm that could be gusty, 90, 65 to 70 tonight, late showers and storms Friday, 80 to 85, and the weekend, partly sunny, less humid, in the 80s.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you mañana.
Okay, have a good one, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio. You can also find it at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand, click on weather with Pat Pagano.